Welcome to Dating Log, the podcast that records the ups and downs of dating in your 30s and beyond. I'm your host, Wyndham Juno. Welcome back, old listeners. Welcome, new listeners. This is the first episode of season 2, and we call this one In the Wild. I met Lei last spring when she was single and dating. She since moved halfway across the world and is still single and dating. And she's got some funny stories for you. A quick thank you to all of our listeners who have supported us, who have sent in emails, messages, requests for topics to talk about. We also hope you enjoyed the bonus content in the in-between seasons. There will be more of that this season as well. So thank you, everyone. And without further ado, here's Lei.
Hi, my name is Lei. I am 31 years old. I live on the west coast of Canada in BC. I would classify myself as bi-curious, and I've been meeting people in the wild and on dating apps like Hinge, and sometimes a mix of the both.
So many points I could just hit on right away. Can you explain kind of geographically where you're living, why it is and how you're running into people in the wild and also coming across them on Hinge?
Okay, so I'm living in a town. It's like quarter of 100,000 people, so like 25,000 people, I think. Really young population. We're in the mountains, so a lot of people are very active. And so you run into people out on like the mountain bike trails, out on the hiking trails, just around town because of the nature of how big or small the town is. And it being like one small strip of downtown, you run into people. If it's not out at the one club, it's at the thrift store, or it's like running into people at the place you work because people circulate around this town and only have one place to go for each of their needs. There's a couple grocery stores, but I've run into people at the grocery store that I know. So it's a fun environment to be in because there's enough people that you're meeting new faces all the time, but it's small enough that you're also running into people, you know.
And has this happened to you that you've either met someone in the wild first and then seen them or matched with them on whatever dating app and then run into them in the wild?
Yes. Yeah. It didn't work out, unfortunately, but I did meet somebody out on the bike trails, and then we matched online like a month later when I first fired up my Hinge app here. And it honestly overinflated my sense of excitement about this person because I'm a sucker for a story and I love a meet cute. And so I was giddy over the whole thing because I was telling my friends, oh my gosh, I met him in the wild. I told my roommate about him the day that I met him out. I said that there was this really cute guy, but I didn't know if he was single because he was hanging around with this girl. And then a month later when we matched on Hinge, I was so excited because of the whole story of it. And I tried very hard to make that one work. to my demise.
How did you try very hard?
To dive into it, we were very incompatible and we wanted different things. We were also operating very differently in our approach to dating and where we were at with what we wanted, him being like recently out of a relationship, a long-term relationship, me being just feeling really good and feeling like very emotionally available and excited to both be new in this place and find somebody that I jive with, who I can do all these activities with in this adventurous place and get to know on a deep level. So we wanted different things and we had many conversations about incompatibility from the start. And it seemed we kept flip-flopping. Like he was saying, we're incompatible. And I was like, oh, we can work with it. And then flipping and me saying we're incompatible and him being like, well, let's see what's happening. So we weren't even on the same page about whether it was worth continuing or not.
And so you ended it.
And so I ended it. Actually, in fact, the last time we saw each other, I tried to end it. I said the words like, I'm reluctant, but I think we should pull the plug. I think it'd be for the best. And he reeled me back in. I left his house being like, what did I just agree to? Like, why am I still in this? This is, you know, you step out of the lights turn on at the club at the end of the night. And then you have this like come to moment where you're like, what? Everything that happened in the dark and the of the club, like, whoa. So I took a step back. But then I had messaged him like some light conversation starter a couple days later, and he didn't bite. He just hearted it and never responded. And I was like, all right, cool. And then as like we had more days of space and distance, I was like more and more like, oh, thank goodness. It wasn't a healthy dynamic that was developing.
Besides this encounter, how is dating going for you generally?
It's going well. I don't mind diving into that if you do want to talk about that one. It was like a story with many ups and downs, which was a bit of a fun roller coaster to be on in time. But dating is going well. I am meeting a lot of people. The weather is turning up here towards summer, so people are coming out of hibernation and are also like feeling this spring, summer, like new life. Let's get out there, meet people, have some fun, energy. And so it's been a lot of fun. I've been going on a lot of outdoor dates. I've been actually seeing this one guy bang, 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 day after day. And we went we went mountain biking. We went to this outdoor sauna. We went climbing. We went disc golfing. Yeah. And it's all been in like the span, besides one date where there was a bit of a space after because he had some visitors. It's all been in the span of like a week.
That sounds quite exciting and intense.
Yeah, it's been intense. It's fun though. I guess I was like, I've gone on a couple first, second feeler dates with other people, and I've actually developed some really nice friendships out of those dates.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm becoming somewhat of a master of transitioning from dating prospect to friendship. You have a thought?
No, I want to touch on this. I've talked to people about dating, and we've talked on and off about how breaking up is part of dating. But now you're using the word transitioning. And can you tell me more about how and when and why do you transition from like a date, which I assume, you know, you've met with the intention to kind of date and maybe it's more romantic. And then you decide at some point, actually, maybe we could just be friends. How does that work?
Okay. Yeah, I've actually been at various points on the spectrum of how far along you are. So recently I have met a couple of guys on Hinge who I met, and I really enjoyed hanging out with them. And I was like, man, this is a lot of fun, but I don't feel this like attraction, this like physical chemistry. But I really like talking with them and getting to know them and their points of view. And I think most of them, I think I only gave one or two dates a feeler, and then I kind of sat with it after. And as we continued texting, I just slid in very, like from a very genuine, no script sort of thing, just that I really like hanging out with them. But I feel like it's more of a friend's vibe, and I would like to hang out as friends going forward rather than as dates. And so it's clear, but it's not like there's no sorries thrown in there, because this is, you know, it's all part of it. And to hear a sorry, and if I were to receive that, I'm like, oh, I kind of feel like there's a bit of offense there. But it's just gone really well. It's flowed very nicely in those instances. And then, yeah, I have a couple experiences of transitioning some longer, I guess, situationships, whether it was like a couple months or a year and a half to friendships. And those require, those definitely require some breathing room, maybe like 2 to 6 months.
All right.
Yeah. But the motive is that they're like people whose company I really enjoy and I got on with clearly well enough to want them to be one of the main people in my life for a while. And so being able to keep that energy and like their humor and their friendship around is a really beautiful thing.
You mentioned that you broke up with this guy recently because you are at different places in terms of where you are with dating and what you're looking for. So can you tell me, where are you at and what are you looking for?
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you asked. and I'm actually going to loop in a little bit about the story there. Cause I've been discovering like my style of dating and what feels right for me. Because I think before I had been surrounded with all these other friends who were dating at the same time. And some of my girlfriends were very into dating in volume. And I have, there's like a gal here who's in a, I want to say similar place in that she's single, because not a lot of our friends are. And her approach is to have a roster. And she was always trying to nudge me to have a roster. And it just, and I think as I started to go on like dates with a few people, even very early stages, like two, beyond two, I'm like, I'm jumbling stories. I'm getting disoriented and confused about who did what and who has, who is it that has two sisters and who is it that's from this part of the country. I think it's confusing for me. And I get lost. Like, I just feel like I can't like be as present and engaged in a relationship. And I use relationship in the sense of like two people relating, not like a romantic solid relationship, because like I can't focus. And so I found for myself, like my MO is I'm a one track mind. And once I realized that, I noticed in the past that like even when I was like interested in somebody and that was kind of like being strung along perhaps, I was quote unquote like loyal to that person. I just don't really see much outside of that field of view. I have my blinders up. And so I've noticed that, and I'm kind of embracing that right now. And just, yeah, accepting it and flowing with that.
And what are you looking for?
Okay. I want to have a healthy, secure relationship where we go on adventures and we joke around, we can be silly together. And there's depth and support to like pursuing our future goals. My lifestyle isn't incredibly conducive to that at the moment. But I think that I'm coming to the end of having like a very transient home base, and I really like it where I'm living right now. And so I want to return here, but I'm going to have a summer in transit where I'm like popping around for work around different areas. So I'm aware of the fact that I'm not doing as many favors for myself in that department as I can in building like a steady relationship. But that is what I crave for and like what my heart wants.
You mentioned, you know, being open to whatever comes up this summer. And in the beginning, when you introduced yourself, you also said that you were bi-curious. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, I guess like I'm open, and I've been living in a couple places like Amsterdam, like out here in BC, where there's this big, beautiful queer community. And it's something that's so fun to like be a part of and like witness. And I want to be a part of it to some extent. And I'm like, oh, like women are beautiful and it could be fun to explore this. And like, why not experience all that life has to offer? And so I've like had a couple experiences with women, but I haven't found, I think much like trying to find like even a man in a heterosexual orientation, like it's, you're not going to jive with everybody. And so I could be open to being with a woman, but I haven't found a woman that like I jive with where I'm like, oh, like I feel like a romantic connection to you. And so for that reason, I don't want to like close myself off by saying that I'm strictly straight, but I also I don't feel right claiming bisexuality. And so I would say that I'm mostly hetero, but I'm bi-curious.
How did those dates go with women? Let's say, I mean, it's different than if you've been dating men for a while and then you decided semi-recently, I don't know, to start to try it out.
That's true. Okay. I haven't actually fully gone on dates with women. I had a threesome last summer with somebody that I was like somewhat consistently sleeping with, and then who was a man, and then this woman. And it was really fun. I liked the novelty of it. And I was like, oh yeah, like I'm into like the whole like sexual experience of it. But like when it came down to just me and her, I wasn't that compelled. And I don't know if there was this dynamic of like this bite of jealousy that I kind of felt like when it was over and she wanted to do it again with the three of us. And I kind of had this like bite of jealousy and was like kind of like grasping this guy. I was like, and so I kind of like, whenever she was coming on to me going forwards from there, I was really retreating. And so, yeah, that was interesting. And then when I came out here, to the West Coast, I was out at the club one night with some friends, like, again, a big queer population here. Like people are very free. I love the free spirited aspect to it. Like, I'm just like, why feel like you have to define yourself by like all these boxes. And we were out at the club and I was high and there was like this woman that I was just like, this woman is so cool. She's beautiful. Like we're jiving, we were dancing. And we like went off to the side and we were talking and I was high and like everything was just like stimulation, stimulation, stimulation. I was like, this is the coolest person ever. Like I'm like instant crush on this girl. And like she called me beautiful at one point and I didn't forget that. It stuck. I told my friends after and I was like, I didn't really know what I wanted out of it or like how to operate. And we were just kind of like dancing around the thing all night, like kind of like coming to see each other. And when her friend group was leaving, she came up, she's like, hey, like, I just want to come say goodbye. It was really nice seeing you. Like, hopefully we will do this again. And I was like, yeah, like, let's do this again. She's like, next weekend here, but we didn't exchange contact information. It was very like loose, like, oh, like, let's see each other. Let's hang out again. And it was a bit ambiguous. Like, is this in a friend's context? Cause we didn't kiss or do anything. And I was like, is this a friend's context? Is this in more context? Like I was thinking, I feel like I have a crush on this girl. Anyways, we didn't exchange information. I was very new here. And I thought, it's a small place. Like I'm for sure going to run into her. So the days are passing and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to run into her. Actually, it's not that small. And so I go on the digital hunt. I tried to do the PI thing, the private investigation that you were doing. And I was like hunting this girl down, but she had, all I had was a first name to go off and that she climbs and everybody in this town climbs. And so I was on the hunt for a bit and then I kind of gave up and I was like, ah, you know, maybe I don't find her. And then I just started paying attention. Like then I was going out more and more and I had gone on a couple ski trips to nearby mountain towns and we were out at the club, also like queer communities there. And I felt like moments where like people were hitting on me, whether it was male or female. And I noticed that I was like much more into the male, into the male attention. And sometimes I kind of like got a bit like squirmy around like the, like when I felt like a woman was hitting on me and I was like, oh, like, I don't want to shut her down because I'm not into her, I just don't feel compelled to pursue this. And so I think like from those like numerous experiences like that at the club, I was like, okay, maybe I'm not actually into women as much as I thought. And then I came back. I did actually eventually get in touch with this person via a mutual friend. Yeah, we haven't talked about the whole thing because we're like friends now and she has a boyfriend actually. But yeah, it's cool. We're friends. And the first time we hung out, I was a bit nervous going into it because I was telling my friends, I was like, well, I've now concluded that I I don't think I'm into her, and that it was partially being high that fed into me being like, whoa, I have a crush on you. And like the further conclusions that I made, I was like, we're going to hang out, but I hope that she doesn't think it's a date, because I'm not going into this wanting it to be a date. And then we met, and she has a boyfriend.
No way. Plot twist. What?
Yeah, plot twist. I know. And then she like mentioned her boyfriend sometime in the first like half hour of us hanging out. And I just like felt this sigh of relief. And I was like, yeah.
I wonder if she thought the same thing.
I'm curious. I will talk to her about it at some point. I will bring it up. I'll let you know personally, but maybe we'll have to do a podcast like amendment.
Fuck. That's hilarious. Why would she have mentioned that if she didn't, you know? I don't know.
So yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Do you have any truly funny date stories that you could share?
Okay, let me think. Like the roller coaster comes to mind, just because like some of the things that this person said have become so quotable to me as like a show of like how so obviously incompatible we were. And like it was funny that I kept going through, that I kept spending time with him.
Please share.
Okay, I'll share a couple of them. So what I had discovered, like in that we had different approaches to dating, in that my goal was like getting to know somebody. Like I want to be engaging with you, talking, joking around, like getting to know you, being physical. And he was very much like looking for somebody to like coexist with. And we had a couple conversations about how we were incompatible. And this was on the last time that we saw each other, and I was telling him like, I think we're incompatible. Like, I don't think that we get each other. I don't think you understand me, and I don't get you. Like, I'm constantly confused. And then he comes back saying, I disagree. I think I get you. And I'm like, I'm again confused, because he's not even hearing my point. How can you get me when you're not even like listening to my point? This is case in point. And he was like, honestly, like, I'm tired of talking about this. Like, we've communicated a lot, and people spend years in relationships and they don't communicate this much. Meanwhile, we've seen each other like maybe 8 to 10 times at most. And I was like, whoa, those are relationships where you're really not talking much. Which led me into like exploring like, yeah, like I like when we have time together, I want us to connect, and I want to be like getting to know you and like, yeah, hearing about what you want in life and who you are. And it feels sometimes like you want like somebody by your side to coexist with. And he's like, well, yeah, like I do kind of want that. He's like, it's like nice to have you like asking me probing questions, but like, yeah, that is what I tend towards. And so I like had discovered that we had really pointed out that we were very different in our approach. And I was telling him that like I wanted to pursue things and just like know or not know sooner than later, like, do we have a connection? And his preference was to have like a drawn out like phase of sussing things out where you are not pursuing each other, but you're not strictly friends. Because I had tried to transition to friends with this guy before. And I was telling him, but then we would kind of like slip into this area where we were like being a little bit like, we were kissing a little bit, and it was confusing me. And I had said to him, like, the ambiguity of this all is confusing me. Like, I would like to have the security of friendship, or know that it's not that. And so he didn't, this wasn't what he wanted. And he said that, he was like, well, no, I want like this period of sussing things out where it's neither. And he said, if you're feeling anything other than neutral at this point, like that's too much. And I thought, hold up.
What?
I don't feel neutral about any relationships in my life. If I do, then it's a problem, or it's a relationship I'm not putting any effort into, and you're a person I pass by on the street.
Yeah. The postman.
Yeah. So that I thought was honestly like funny that he somehow roped me back in after that.
Okay. Have you had any complete dating disasters? Have you like left any dates or wanted to leave any dates because they were so like, ugh?
Oh, I did. I was just thinking, I was like, I usually manage to like have fun on my own on bad dates. But this one did stand out to me, and it was my very first date here in this new place. And I met this guy on Hinge, and he was one of the first people that I agreed to go on a date with. And like, I could see his profile. I was feeling a bit hesitant, but I was like not feeling my most confident self. And I was like, you know, maybe this is my like, within my range of partner. And I was like, I don't think he seems very impressive, but where I was at, like feeling about myself, I was just like, okay, like this is what I can attain. And I was like, okay, you know what? Let's go on a date with this guy. So I actually originally was trying to push it off, and he was like, oh, let's go on a walk. And it was the week prior, and I was like, oh, I'm really busy until like Thursday night after work. So it was like over a week in the future. And he was like, okay, great, let's lock it in. And so in the back of my mind, I was like, that's so far in the future. It's always rolling in the future. It's never going to happen. I just kind of forgot about it until Thursday rolls around, and he's texting me. He's like, hey, still on for tonight. I'll come by your work when your shift ends. And I was like, oh, shoot. It's the day. I guess we're going to do it. So I'm at work. I work at a jungle gym of sorts, like an adult jungle gym. You know those American Ninja Warrior gyms?
Yes.
I work at one of those. And as I'm closing up, he comes inside, and there's still other people who just so happen to be family of the owners, which isn't a good look that this guy's coming in, because it's like I'm still new there, and I'm like, it's giving the sense that I'm bringing people in after hours. Anyway, so he slips in, and so it's a bit awkward to start, and I can't tell if like I feel like he has an awkward vibe to him, or if it's like I feel awkward about the whole situation, but there's an awkwardness. And then of course, since he's inside and it's this new thing that's just opened up, he wants to explore, and I'm like also eager to say, yeah, like let me show you around. And so we're like playing around on the stuff after the owner's family gets out, and like it's within the first 20 minutes, like I can just feel him like trying to get really close to me. Like you jump into these airbags, and like he's like sliding in like really close and like trying to touch me, and there's this like weird forced physical intimacy that like consent is implied because we met on a dating app. And I'm not sure that's really true, but that was what I was sensing from him. And I was just like, we're not there yet. I don't know you. But like, since this is an established date, this is something that you're trying to do. And it just like, it felt like too much too soon without like having much like draw towards each other. It felt more like we were just like being like, oh, date mode, engaged, act like you're on a date, rather than like feel each other out and see if you're interested. And so I was like, I could feel like he was trying to kiss me in my workplace within the first 20 minutes of meeting.
No way.
And I was like, okay, we've got to get going outside. And so I'm like, okay, well, time to pack up. I don't think I did a very fluid, suave exit, but I was like, yeah, time to pack up. Let's go on a walk outside. So we go for this walk outside, and pardon me. And like it's snowing, and it's these huge, fluffy, magical hunks of snow floating down. It's gorgeous. And I'm losing my mind over it because I'm not used to this kind of snow. And I'm experiencing it like the way you see people who are seeing Snow for the first time was kind of my level of excitement over like this specific type of snow. And this guy kept calling me adorable. He's like, oh, you're like, you're so adorable. And maybe some women like hearing that, but as someone who's 5'3", I'm a small girl. I've been called adorable all my life. I'm like, when I'm on a date, like, give me something more than calling me adorable over and over. Like, I'm sure you can find something. And it was like, so I wasn't feeling like I was getting a lot of depth from him. It was the awkwardness continued, and like we were walking along the railroad tracks and like through the forest, and like it was kind of wet, but he went to hold hands and my hands were really cold being out in the open, and so all of it felt like very forced. And I was getting hungry and telling him like, oh, like I gotta head back home soon because like it's the end of my work day and I haven't eaten yet. And I can feel him like dragging out the time as well, and like leading me like further along these train tracks, which like I'm new here. I don't even know where we're going. I don't know how far we've gotten from our start point. And I'm just like in my head, I'm like, okay, try to keep having a good time, but this is not where I want to be right now. And so, so I kind of like, I was a little bit more assertive in looping us back around to our start point, to my car. So it just like, it wasn't a good date overall. He was really into it. We kissed a couple times to see the vibe, which for me, I was like, oh, it's not there. Now I know. And after that, he continued to text me a bunch, and he, like, I could feel, I don't know if it was like anxious attachment coming out, but he was texting me like stream of consciousness, like just like so many things going on in his day. He's like, oh, I just got waffle batter on my glasses. It was one of the texts I got. Like, it was like a triple or a quadruple text that I hadn't responded because I was like living my life, having a day. And he had texted me something. An hour later, something else, like, and then the third or fourth one that was unresponded to was like, I got waffle batter on my glasses. And I was like, and so when I went to reply, Batch replied to all his things. I was like, oh, did you drop your glasses into a bowl of waffle batter? And he's like, no, I was just mixing really hard and it splattered up. And I was like, this whole, everything about our relationship that's developing feels so cringe to me, and I need out. And that hunk of time felt like a dating disaster.
It sounds like it.
And then, yeah, I told him that I didn't see it progressing as more than friends. And then he replied saying he was disappointed, but he wanted to know if I was serious and that about us being friends. And I was like, well, like, maybe, like, we could be friends at most. I'm not committing to being friends.
Oh, God. And what happened after that?
Well, after that, he was like, I said that. And he's like, okay, well, like, we could still do this thing that I was planning for our second date, like, as friends. And so then we were going to go do it, and we hit a literal roadblock. We were going to go up this Forest Service road to a canyon and rappel down. And on our way up the road, the Forest Service road was being resurfaced. And so there was literally like this person standing there saying, the road is closed for an hour. It'll be open in 1 hour and then closed for two. So you have to time it so you can also get out. And I had work that day. So we ended up not doing that and doing a very small walk to a nearby waterfall. But after that, we didn't see each other again.
All right. On the other end of that, have you had any really wonderful, great dates recently, let's say?
Honestly, like all the dates I've been actually like mountain biking with a couple people and it's been really fun. Like one guy, I went mountain biking. It was really nice. This one guy, this one didn't go anywhere, but I had to pick something up from the city, like almost an hour drive away off of Marketplace. And it was actually a bike rack. people are very into biking here. And I was like, we were going to hang out. And I was like, oh, shoot, like, I've got to go pick up this thing in the city. And he's like, oh, we can go do it together. And so he volunteered to, like, take his truck to go pick this up with me and then make a day out of it and go mountain biking. And then we went for a river swim after. Or sorry, a swim in the lake when we got back to town. And then I had a really nice date with the guy that I have been seeing the last like few days. We've had a few really nice dates. Like we went biking together and it was so much fun. Like there's like the thrill of it, of the like actual biking and then the component of doing it together, which was a lot of fun and like getting to share that excitement. But one date really stands out where we went, we had gone biking the night before and we had a lot of fun and I was going to be away this Sunday. So we went biking Friday night. I was going to be away this Sunday. And he was like, I want to see you again, like before you go Saturday night. And so he's like, well, let's hang out tomorrow. Like I can only make the morning work. So we met at 8 a.m. He came to pick me up. And we went to this place to like walk through the forest and go to like a nature sauna and like walk around to see all these different things that people have built in the forest. And when we were out there, like we saw seals in the water. And we just like saw all this really nice like things that people had put up in the forest and like squatted down and looked at the mosses. And just like really explored together. And it was really sweet. And then we had like some really nice moments together in the forest. And we just wanted to keep hanging out. So we came back to town and we went to get breakfast at one of the like cute cafes in town and just dragged it out like much longer than either of us were supposed to be spending time together. But it was really nice. Like it was, we explored like this like range of like playfulness and depth and intimacy. And it was just really nice. It hit a lot of different notes and it was well-rounded.
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
It was.
And this was just a few days ago or like yesterday?
This was a few days ago. Yeah, this was Saturday. I saw him Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, I see him a lot.
Today's Thursday.
And Thursday. I guess I technically saw him today.
While we're on this high, what do you find the most enjoyable about dating?
I want to say like it's in like what you create together, in that like I'm learning new things about myself as I'm learning about the other person. And it's this sense of discovery, a mutual discovery.
Yeah, I like that. On the opposite end of that, what do you find the most frustrating about dating?
Oh, okay. I would say the dead ends. I guess like sometimes it feels like a waste of time. You're like, oh, why am I here? Like that long date that I explained, my first bad date or my first date that was very bad. First date here that was very bad. And then also like sometimes you have a really nice connection and you like put a lot of like energy into it or like you have a lot of like funny moments and like great shared memories. But then when you come to the end, like it feels like that's all lost and you're like, oh, that's too bad, which is why it's really nice actually to transition to friends.
Yeah. Then there's not as big of a loss.
Yeah. And when both people are willing, because you do really need both ends to be on board to be able to do that.
Agreed. When is your next date?
I don't know. Unplanned? Probably tomorrow or oh, actually on Saturday. No, I do have a planned date. At Saturday, we're gonna float down the river in tubes and hopefully have a picnic. We haven't discussed all details, but yeah.
Fuck yeah. Okay, last question for you. Do you have any advice or words of wisdom you would like to leave other listeners with?
I feel like I'm not really in the place to give advice, but I guess I could share something that has really resonated with me lately. I guess the times where I felt the most, like I had the best connection with someone and like the most, I don't want to say successful in dating, but to that effect, is when I am able to like be most myself, and yeah, embrace who I am, not trying to be like, not trying to pretend I'm something I'm not, or force myself into a way of being that I'm not naturally. And so, yeah, like embracing yourself, embracing myself has brought me the most times in dating.
Dating Log is recorded and hosted by me, Wyndon Juno. It is produced by Harry Dark. Our artwork is in collaboration with Esme Hemming Studio. You can follow us on Instagram at Dating Log Podcast, and our website is datinglogpodcast.com. If you'd like to send us a message, you can email us at datinglogpodcast@gmail.com. Please remember to like and subscribe wherever you listen, and if you're enjoying the episode so far, leave a review and tell a friend. We'll see you in 2 weeks for a fresh cup of tea.